from today, we'd like to study broken record with you on every Wednesday evening. We studied already into case seven of from tonight I would like to study case eight. At the end of the summer retreat, Sui N said to the community, "All summer long, I've been talking to you brothers. Look and see if my eyebrows are still there." Pao Fu said, The thief's heart is cowardly. Chan Qian said, "Wrong." Yu Man said, "A buyer." That is all story. At the end of the summer retreat, and said to the community, "All summer long, I have been talking to you, brothers. Look and see if my eyebrows are still there." Pao Fu said, "The thief's heart is cowardly." Chan Qing said, "Wrong." You men said, "Buyer." Well, Sui N, Pao Fu, Chan Qing, and you men were all the disciples of Seppo, the master who lived from 822 to 908. The summer retreat, at the end of the summer retreat, traditionally, we have training sessions twice a year, summer and winter. That is why it's summer retreat and winter retreat. Each retreat lasts for 100 days. That is really traditional, one of the traditional Zen practices in China, in India, in China, in Japan too. So, at the end of the summer retreat, Sui N said to the community, "All summer long, I've been talking to you brothers." Anyway, all summer, during the all summer training, Sui N, anyway, has been talking two brothers about some aspect of Buddhism. Then he said, look and see if my eyebrows still on my face or not. Eyebrows means from whatever you think. Buddha nature or true, fine. Well, that is really 400 days. Tuyen has given preaching to all monks, anyway. But preaching is, what is the preaching, what is talking? What is the talking about some aspect of Buddhism? The talking or preaching is, or just open your mouth and your tongue is just moving, and that is called the talking or speech. If it is true that talking and preaching is just like a frog crossing the spring field from morning to night, it doesn't make sense. It's still making noise more and more. It's not, preaching is not something like that. But preaching is to talk about something what you don't have. Preaching is to give something from the teacher to somebody. It's not talking or preaching too. Or preaching is giving a wonderful spiritual inspiration to everybody, and after that let the people feel good. I don't think this is also not preaching. Preaching is not only the talking with your mouth. Preaching is, of course, the talking with your mouth is part of preaching. But total picture of preaching is to talk something with your mouth and your body, with your mouth, with your body, with your mind too. Even though you don't say anything, with your mouth, still there is preaching. Or even though your mouth is opening constantly from moment to moment, still there is something, because you have to talk something with your body and with your mind too simultaneously. Otherwise, you can't give a spiritual inspiration to somebody. You cannot hit the people's heart, you know, with the word, with your talking. Talking, anyway, is simultaneously talking is manifestation yourself. Okay? With your word, with your body, with your mind, simultaneously. So even though you don't use a word and just be present, but be present with your body, it's also to talk something. And and also constantly giving spiritual illuminations to everybody, anyone. That is a talking in Buddhism. It's talking. The talking or preaching is not just talk something in a word. You have to talk. Well, whatever you do. And also, the talking is, Buddha says that talking must be good from the, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end. In other words, all of it. Talking is, anyway, manifesting, giving illumination to somebody. Okay. In many ways. But if you give your egocentric ideas immediately, what somebody react to your talking, to your ideas, etc. So, Buddha's talking is anyway to manifest yourself, not the small self or big self. Big self. Big self is told you maybe before, big self is small self encompassing, okay, by, well, say, universe, okay, I don't know what shall I say, anyway, let me use the universe, okay. You are not you, because you are small self, but you are small self, encompassed by the universe. At that time, you are, anyway, accepted as you. Just like, you know, the rosary, you know that rosary? Lots of beans. Lots of beans. Each bean doesn't make sense if it is separate from others, okay? Each being must be, okay, a being encompassed by total picture of being, rosary. At that time, each being really opens what pretty well. It's valuable at that time. But if it is separated from others, but it doesn't make sense. So, small self, individual small self, must manifest itself, well, as it is, but the simultaneously it is the small self encompassed by, anyway, universe. So, whatever you do, first use your body and mind and word. Who you, small self, you, okay. Small self, use them, but simultaneously you have to use, well, the you as the big self must use the word, body, mind. So, whatever you do, or whatever you handle with, table, vegetable, whatever, kitchen job. And anyway, small self encompassed by universe should handle vegetables, water, and pans, the tables, and your hands, and the tablecloths, and the paper napkins, whatever it is. The big self is really great being who has magnanimous, generous, to be tentative to whatever. Whenever you use, whenever you handle, always your compassionate, kind attention penetrates from the from the top of the head to the tip of the toes. That is what is called wholeheartedness. Wholeheartedness. But if you use all this small self for expressing, manifesting the egocentric ideas, that is really human basic problem we have. So, at any cost, we have to, even though you are just present, that being present without saying anything is great preaching for us anyway. I told you, very often, while your parents are against anyway, your belief or practice of Buddhism, because Buddhists, they believe that Buddhism is weird, or whatever they think and they believe, well, you cannot fight. The more you try to explain, the more they don't believe. So all you have to do is sometimes to be just present with them, and sometimes you can talk just a little bit, that you know. Okay? But if you don't know, you can say, I don't know. Most students don't know what the Buddhism is. You know that what Buddhism is? Even though you practice Zen Buddhism for 5 or 6 years, someone asks, what is Zen? But sometimes I was a little bit confused by the people. By telephone, the office call, they ask me, what is Zen? Sometimes I say that as simple as I can explain. Sometimes first come here and see what it is. So come to the instructions of the Zen on every Thursday evening. Anyway, come and sit down anyway. so it's very difficult anyway. To explain tersely and clearly and precisely, hitting the bullseye for what Zen is. It's very difficult because Buddhism as a religion is huge. Or it is exactly just like your life. Do you understand your life? What is life? It's very difficult to the boy of life. Okay. It's huge. So even though you say, I don't know, don't be afraid saying, I don't know. I don't know is fine, it's beautiful. If you can say, I don't know with confidence, that's fine, beautiful. Okay. So many people ask you, if you don't know, why do you practice? Okay. That's why you practice Buddhism, because you don't know. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, being present is very great preaching. And preaching is to manifest yourself as a whole, anyway, as a whole. Okay? With wholeheartedness, with compassion, with the strength, with the convincing, anyway, expressing. This is preaching is manifesting you as a big self is manifesting you simultaneously, whole universe you can manifest. That's why people are the parents very gradually are curious of what you are doing. So they initially they are coming to see you, what you are doing. So that is a preaching. So two Kui En said to the community all summer long, I've been talking on to you brothers. Look and see if my eyebrows are still there. Yes, what do you think about my preaching? I have given it for long, for 100 years, 100 days. Okay. Do you think my top preaching is good or my preaching is bad? Or my preaching is so-so? What do you think? Or my preaching is really to express the Buddha nature from my heart? Do you think my preaching has given a spiritual illumination to you or not? Well, preaching and the talking and talking about life is not just like a school lecture, you know. Lecture at the school. Lecture at the school is something understandable, okay? Giving off some understandable information to you. But as knowledge, it is fine, beautiful, but preaching or to talk about the to talk about life is not giving something understandable. Sometimes something hit the heart. If you are ready to accept it, if your life is really ready to be ripe, simple words really hit the heart. But if your life is not ready to be ripe, but you hit the heart. So, it's very difficult to continue to preaching that way, because people really want to listen to something which is understandable. Okay. You think so? And if you don't understand, you don't want to listen to it. But if you take care of your life like this, you never have a chance to deepen your life, because you can see all this life which is understandable, okay? You can see all this your life in terms of something understandable, okay? At that time, how can you deepen your life? The life is really deep and fundamental. You don't know anyway. Something understandable is really part of your life, but rest of your whole life is mostly was filled with something not understandable. Very deep. But you have to continue to have your ears, your eyes, and your mouth anyway to listen. That is very important for this. Anyway, you have to be continually patient, be ready to listen to that unfathomable depth of human life, regardless of whether you understand or not. This is very important for us. And then in the future, or sometimes when your life is really right, okay, the term really hits the mark, okay, then you awaken. Even though you don't understand at that time when you listen, okay, never mind, it's okay. But you have to be patient and also continue to listen to that Buddha's teaching. Because we have to be, anyway, continually listen to the rhythm of the universe. But you don't understand. So, and Lord Sutra, anyway, Buddha says to the all bodhisattvas who are about to teach, and first you should, and all bodhisattvas must sit down on the platform, which is a symbol of emptiness. Nothing, anyway. Nothing means that you cannot sit on the platform which is called intellectual, or your feelings, or consciousness, or unconsciousness. No way. Okay. You cannot have any preconceptions. Anyway, you have to sit down at the platform of the emptiness. Emptiness is really, that means, anyway, sit down, not in the small territory, which is called individual or philosophical or psychological, biological, or certain territory. Anyway, you have to sit down right in the middle of cosmic universe. That is emptiness. Okay? And then at that time, you can talk about life. Because that is the preaching and talking, educating somebody. Educate somebody is anyway to manifest you, not small stuff, manifest the big stuff. At that time, you really can educate, even though you don't say anything. Particularly, children are really sensitive to the parents or adult feelings, adult attitude towards human life. Okay? Very sensitive, very quick to catch. And also, they are very sensitive because that's why if they are very easy to get the big shock in a spot, in good way, in evil way. Big shot. If they have a big shot, it's really something rooted in his life. Even though he doesn't realize, when he grows, come up, he can't forget. So, that's why we have to adults have really big responsibility for educating children. Children are just like pure water. So you can pour any kind of color of the water, blue, pink, whatever it is. Sometimes you say that children are beautiful, so you don't want to stir up in children's beautiful world. That's fine, yes it is. But in a sense, you know, they are pretty easy to be contaminated by other colors. So we have to. Adult has to take a big responsibility to watch carefully over them. that's why Buddha said to the bodhisattva anyway, you have to first sit them to the platform of the emptiness, anyway, manifest. You should manifest yourself with the universe. Okay? That is, you are sitting, you are talking, you are being present and think something with your mind too. And also, secondly, Buddha said you must be where the role of the patience, the role is anyway, symbol of the patience, priest, as the bodhisattva has to wear the robe of the patience, because there are many kinds of people. Some understand just a little bit, little amount of the people who understand what you said, but most of people don't understand. And most of people don't care. Whatever you taught, whatever you believe, most of people don't care that anymore. But nevertheless, you can stop manifesting yourself with the universe anyway, educating and people's helping people. You cannot stop. So, first of all, you have to sit them at the platform of the emptiness. Okay? Anyway, you have to continue to sit down there and be patient, and also, next, you have to talk with compassion. Compassion, constant compassion. You have to, if people don't want to stay here, please go away. They can leave any time. But even though they leave here, well, still, compassion is anyway given to them. So that is preaching and the talking and in Buddhism. We're talking, you know, really of the human life, how to live. So that's why the Zen Master Tree in the end that all summer long I've been talking to you, brother. Look and see if my eyebrows are still there. What is a preaching? And then Pao Fu said that sick heart is cowardly. Well, what sick heart is cowardly? This is the answer to the master's question, whether his eyebrows still remains and stay with his face or not. He immediately said that the thief heart is cowardly, means preaching or talking is really nothing but pressing the universe. Okay? Universe means the truth. The real truth is you cannot grasp anyway. You cannot hit the bullseye of the truth in a word. Pretty hard. So that's why Dogen then says, no matter how long you talk about truth or universe or Buddha nature, whatever you say, in a word, you are just like a person going around house instead of going into the house. This is very natural. So from this point, what you are talking about, have you talked for 900 days? What have you talked about? Truth? Yes, it is. But what is the truth? Well, from this point, this Zen master is really thief. nothing but the thief. A liar, don't you think so?
Right.
Well, if you become a thief, you become a coward. You become a coward because you're always scary. Somebody chasing after you. Always scary. Or you are always concerned about what you have done. My talking is helping the people or not. It is my preaching is right or wrong. Always thinking, concerned, anxious. Always. But naturally, you become cowardly. in other words, this powerful really deny the system of questions, the eyebrows. What I have taken during the training session is right or wrong, good or bad, okay? Success and failure, loss and gain. Okay? The powerful immediately cut off that delusion because you are thief. What thief means, in a sense, in not criticizing him, is a very good, very strong term to praise, you know, praise my labor, anyway, explain. So that is a really negative aspect of preaching and talking about the truth. Okay? Negative aspect, because you cannot express truth as it is, hitting the bullseye of the truth itself, no matter how long you talk. Well, you understand too well. Even the people, two people, you see, live together and talk about each other. What do you like? What do you like? I like this one. Maybe. You like this one. Your idea is beautiful. And then sometimes you see the gap between the two ideas and the two habits itself, you know. So you try to discuss about what the different point is, what do you like it, and what do you like my habits or so, and try to explain, but no matter how long you explain it, can't you find the gap? Gap is getting bigger and bigger sometimes. So finally you exhaust to explain. Finally, all you have to do is to keep your mouth shut and just be present with the both of them and live together and help each other. That's all you have to do. And then maybe when your excitement is going down, slow down, and then you can bring up again same problems and talk again and then fighting each other and discussing, then finally no solution. And keep silent again. Just let that simple way. Well, this is really true. So, it's very difficult. Life itself, manifesting, expressing life itself, which is completely equal, okay, between the two. It's very difficult. Even though you are there, you are, both of you really are, you know, right in the truth. But if you start to talk, confusion comes up. So that is a really negative aspect of speaking about the truth, okay, in words. So that is a powerful said, the thief. Heart is cowardly. And next, Chuan Qing said, Guan. Guan is What's Guan? Okay. Well, the truth is Guan is being Guan. Oh yes, it is. But you can't see the. You can't pin down what the truth is. It's Guan. It's really being Guan. Okay. Because you talk about something using your knowledge, your capability, your mind, your heart, your past life, present life, future life, they talk. Simultaneously, there is something more than you through your talk, through your speaking. Anyway, people can be very often moved by your talk. That means, anyway, right in the midst of talking a word, truth is growing. It is growing there. So words are not words. Words are something more than words. So you can use in, with your capability, knowledge. Okay? Words are nothing but the rhythm of the universe. You can tune in simultaneously. So words come up from your life itself, a logic of life at that time that is within the world, within your talk. Anyway, people are really impressed by your talk, by your work. That is growing. It's very growing. Whatever is not only speaking, do something, and painting, and playing music, and playing sports, or whatever you do, okay? Making something. The object you have made has your own personality, characters. Your characters, your personality can be found in the work, in the work, what you have made. But simultaneously, there is something more than you. That is what is called beauty of the art. You can't explain. Art is not to express you, it's to express the beauty of existence. That is art. So where is our beauty? Beauty is with you. Beauty is the dynamic movement of your brush, of your painting, of your papers, canvas, whatever, knowledge. It's really moving. That is the beauty of existence. So that's why Chan Qin said, Guan. That is the affirmative aspect of explaining, preaching about the truth. So if you preach, if you talk, or if you think about the truth, there are two things simultaneously. Negative aspect, simultaneously, affirmative aspect. So you can still manifest concentrate. That is the point that Chan Qin answered. Okay? The next you men said, a barrier. Barrier means, anyway, barrier, gate. people have to pass through. Okay? In ancient time, not ancient time, even now, army base, if you go to the army base, you find that the soldiers standing and taking the people who are coming in, who are going out, that it gate, which you call body. No, you don't say body, but anyway, of somebody that taking, okay? In the ancient time in Japan, we have the several of these bodies, and in the beginning of the town, and or sometimes on the top of the small hill, and taking the people, so that is body gate, so people have to pass through. Body means you men said that die the body means. There are two contradictory aspects there. One is negative aspect. You never hit the bullseye of anywhere what the truth is, real truth is. On the other hand, you can manifest anywhere truth, the universe, with your word, with your mind, with your body, anyway. This is the truth, this is our preaching anyway. If so, both is right or both is wrong. Can't say wrong or right. And then, in your daily life, whatever you do, if it is true, never hitting the bullseye of the truth is not right, it's wrong. You can't say it's wrong. Right? So both is in a sense right. Both is in a sense wrong. Okay? Then, what should you do? So, you men said, you are right. Your answer is really right. But, I don't accept you. There is a gate you have to pass through. Okay? In other words, what do you do? You cannot express the truth in a word. You never. Or on the other hand, you can truth is found in your daily life constantly. And then, what should you do? This question is very big barrier. Because it's not philosophical discussion. It's not metaphysical discussion. This is really aliveness of your life from moment to moment. What you do? That is the barrier. That's why bodhisattvas, anyway, practice Buddha for many, many years. Most of people don't, and the bodhisattva understand the pre-world, the teaching of the Buddha, okay? About wisdom, about the compassion, about the emptiness, about the Four Noble Truths, bodhisattva understand very well. Okay? But still, there is a barrier they have to go through. That is, how do they manifest, practice the Four Noble Truths, or emptiness, wisdom, or compassion in your daily life, according to the various aspects of circumstances and the people, because people manifest their own life, different type of life, different situations, objects they are creating. They are never same thing. Constantly different things. Nevertheless, Bodhisattva has to help all sentient beings according to Buddha's teaching. Each different mode of life, okay, Bodhisattva has to fit into a certain circumstances and practice, turn Buddha's teaching into reality. That is Buddha's big barrier. You cannot. It is not a simple one. It's simple, practical, but until that way to practice, to turn Buddha's thinking into reality, well, penetrate body type of skin, muscles, bone, and marrow, well, it takes time. So, that is, you meant the point, you meant that barrier. This is a common Zen term, one character phrase. You can see the section, one character phrase in the actual, they are Zen phrases of Zen Das book. You can see that one character. You can see the Zen anthologies. Collections of Zen terms, Zen phrases. So within this, you can see the several the one character phrases, sort of cards, the sound cards, whole, or this is can barrier, can, but difficult gate to go through. This is a very popular Zen term. So you meant that it meant that barrier. Okay. Pointer, if you understand, you can make use of it on the rod, like a dragon reaching the water, like a tiger in the mountain. If you understand means if you really experience enlightenment, well, if you see, even just a glimpse, even a glimpse at the universe, of the universe, okay, that is, in a sense, that experience turns your life into new. Because you can see many things in the universe perfectly. So, that is, if you understand, you can use a bit. You can use a bit on the rod. In other words, you can use everything Now, wherever you may go, in other words, you can manifest yourself, not small self, big self, wherever you may go. Okay. That is on the rod. Okay. If you really understand, if you really touch the core of existence, in many ways, you can really use that universe more in your daily life, wherever you may go. Okay. Just being present without talking anything, but it's really talking. Just sitting without anything, doing anything. This is really great speaking, talking. So if you continue to sit down anyway, according to anyway, our suggestions, mode of teaching anyway, it's really talking. Talking about you. So very naturally, you can, your life is deep and natural. So if you understand, you can make use of it on the rod, like a dragon or reaching the water. Dragon is strong as the king of the animals, the birds itself. But we need the water. Without water, he cannot live. So, they naturally, like a dragon reaching the water. If the dragon reaches water, he feels comfortable. So he can really alive. Like a tiger in the mountains, say if a tiger is in the city, in the town, it doesn't make sense. So tiger must be in the mountains. So if you don't understand, then the worldly the truth will prevail, and you will be like a ram caught in fate, like a fool watching over a stump, waiting for a rabbit. If you don't understand, that means if you always expressing yourself, small self, okay? It is, it's sometimes you feel good, but very often it doesn't work pretty well, because no matter how long you make every possible effort to be successful in doing something, actually your business is going well, but still on the basis of your life, it is obvious and easy, and the easiness and the stableness are obvious there. Okay. The more you feel so, the more you are irritated, and the more you push on with questions. Okay. That is very common. if you don't understand, then the worldly truth will prevail, and you will be like a ram caught in a fence. You often hit the ram. So, hook the fence with his horn, okay? And he couldn't move, so he tried to get rid of it, but the more he struggled, his horns were stuck to the fence. He couldn't move. It's very difficult to get rid of it. This is very natural. Look at the human world. Apparently, the people seem to be successful in doing something. Working hard, but on the basis of their life, always there is a sense of irritation, competitions, and stress, and uneasiness, always there. So
But in order to get rid of those feelings of fear, they have to work hard more and more. So it looks like Rama caught by him. And also the who watching all the camp waiting for the rabbit, this is a person found the rabbit, you know, who died by the hitting his head against the stump. And then the farmer caught the rabbit. So he got the rabbit in easy way, because rabbit committed suicide, hitting his head against the stump. So he got, that's a good idea. That's wonderful. Why do you work hard? Why don't you get the rabbit and get a money? So he doesn't want to work. He just to sit down by the stump, waiting for a rabbit to die. It's exactly, I told you before. Anyway, on the basis of life, always get it done easiness. That's why you push on with day by day. Okay? But it's always waiting something good, feeling good. It looks like a rabbit. You know, farmers waiting for the rabbit, committed in seaside. Okay, 9:00, 9:00. Well, that means let me finish anyway this point. Sometimes a single phrase is like a lion crouching on the ground. A single phrase is like a lion crouching on the ground. The word phrase, it's very important for us. That's why you have to be careful to use the word. And as simple as you can use. And then, when your word is used in proper way, and also, the people are very ready to accept your word, it's very hit the bullseye. The word is sometimes very big brain, crouching across the ground, which is ready to attack. So, this is anyway, phrase. Phrase is like the diamond king, the jewels, the sword. Really, so sometimes the one word, really you feel, exactly. Just, you say, yes, it is. That is really awake, the single word, something awakening you. Just like diamond king, jewels. Sometimes a phrase cuts off the tongues of everyone on earth. Anyway, phrase sometimes cuts off the tongues of everyone on earth. Nothing to say. The one word, exactly one word, keep you silent. If you discuss something, well, sometimes you hit the dead end, and sometimes you cannot say anything.
the ant sometimes afraid of follows the waves and the pursues the current. That means the phrase is just like a board. They're floating on the waves and pursuing the waves, and just going with the waters. Your whole life, picture, beautiful picture of your life is just like a board, you know, going with the waves and following the waves and taking the waves. On the waves, you are always on the waves. But anyway, on the waves and following the waves, just the case of pursuing the waves. That is exactly your life is going smoothly. Just like both. See, if you make a use of it on the rod, what you meet with a man of knowledge, you distinguish what's appropriate to occasion. You know what's right, what's wrong, and together you witness each other's illuminations. This is a simultaneously, you can get the certain illumination, spiritual illumination. So you and your patterns simultaneously become a quick witness to illuminate each other. The moment when you see immediately, so where that is anyway, words. Where the worldly attached worldly truth prevails, the one who has the single eye can cut off everything in the 10 directions and stand like a mile high wall. Anyway, if you don't understand how to manifest yourself as the big self, okay, manifesting the universe, okay. Anyway, we have to have a single eye. Single eye means not right eyes, not left eyes, beyond both eyes. That is sort of why you use of. Anyway, that sort of eye, that is called single eye, with enough to see everything in the universal perspective. Then at a time, it is. Therefore, it is said that when the great functions, great function appears, it doesn't keep to any fixed standards. But at that time, if you see your life anyway in a universal perspective, but you cannot have a certain fixed standard, for instance, breathing. Real breathing doesn't have any fixed standard. What is called breathing must be handled by this rule, the regulation. Of course, to the minimum, we have to know how to breathe. But breathing is constantly changing according to your body and mind and situation and circumstances. So, breathing is completely no fixed standard. That is, you have to take your breathing from moment to moment anyway. Benefit has no regulation, no rules practice. Of course, we have a benefit that should be certain size, we know. But after the human beings are constantly changing. And situations are changing. So baby theater must be free from a regulation and set of rules, and then pay attention to the reality and open your eyes. How to take care of baby. So that is, therefore it is said when the great function appears, it doesn't keep to any fixed standards. sometimes we take a blade of a grass and use it as a 16-foot golden body of Buddha. Means, if you use the ignorant blade of the grass, a single blade of the grass is turned into reality as a Buddha. Okay. You have to handle the vegetables as a Buddha. The vegetable is not vegetable. Vegetable becomes Buddha. Supporting your whole life, supporting to all sentient beings, and to awaken you to what Jesus is, what the life is, in common to all sentient beings. And use it as the 16-foot golden body of the Buddha. Sometimes we take the 16-foot golden Buddha and use it as the blade of grass. If I say blade of grass is anyway Buddha, so you always think of a blade of the grass is Buddha. You expect something wonderful, the mysterious from the blade of the grass. But I don't think at that time you are spaced out. So, you have to use the golden Buddha, 16-foot golden Buddha, as vegetable as it is. Vegetable, golden Buddha, turn into anyway a blade of grass. Vegetable as it is. Don't expect anything. You should use vegetable, just vegetable. That is not matter of discussion, but matter of practice you have to do. And we take the 16-foot golden Buddha and use it as a blade of grass, but tell me what the principle does this depend upon. Do you really know to treat a sighted earth? Okay. Do you have something you want to discuss?